Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage and inspire one another with the word of the scriptures. The word of God is living and active. That is what the scripture tells us, and it is sharper than a double-edged sword. And when we tie ourselves to the word of God, our future and our destiny is guaranteed, because heaven and earth shall pass away. God's word will never pass away. Our topic has been Emmanuel, God together with us. That is what we have been reflecting on the whole of this week. We are in the month of December 2023, and every December, it reminds us of that time when God decided to take in our human form. He became flesh to dwell in our midst and therefore be able to help us. And that is why Emmanuel, a discussion revolving around Emmanuel, is really helpful to remind us that we were never created to go through life alone. God created us so that we can embrace him and go through life together with him. My brother and my sister, I may not know your circumstances today, but if there is an encouragement I can give you, is to remind you that you are not alone. Emmanuel, God together with us, is with you. We will help you. We will guide you, and we'll give you the victory. I want us to do a summary of what we have learned this week, and we started on Monday, where the angel went to Mary and told her that she's going to have a son, and she will call his name Jesus, which is translated to mean God saves. In other words, God saves, for he will save men from their sins. But even he went further to say that this happened to fulfill what the prophet had spoken, that a virgin shall be with a child. You shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God together with us. And if I can give you the context of why this is happening, it is over 400 years since prophet Malachi prophesied. These people had never heard the voice of God. There was no prophet who was sent among them. They actually reached a point where they were thinking, I think God is done away with us. I think God has forgotten us. I think God has lost interest on us. This is the time the angel is coming to tell, no, there is none of the world of God that will fail. You're going to have a child, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. This should be a sign, although it has taken long before you could hear the voice of God, God is still together with us. My brother, my sister, I may not know, maybe you are in a similar situation or circumstance. You've gone for too long without knowing what is God's will for you. You're actually wondering whether God had a purpose for you. I want to encourage you and tell you, yes, he has. And his purposes for your life will still stand, because he is Emmanuel, God together with us. He created us for fellowship. He created us to go through life with him. And he is with us, even when we are oblivious of it. Even we don't think we can see him or feel him. Remember, we walk by God in faith. It is by faith. It is not by sight. And so I want to encourage you that he is still together with you. We also saw principle number two, that God created man for fellowship. If you read chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, God used to visit man in what the scripture calls the cool of the day. In other words, God was looking for someone to fellowship with. He would visit Adam and Eve. They would have conversations. I mean, I not understand conversations revolved aloud what, but he still used to visit them. And this particular day, he visits them and they're not there. And thereby comes the first question that God ever asked mankind, where are you? And we saw that even today, God is still asking us where we are. It has nothing to do with your geographical location. It has nothing to do with I am in Kenya, I'm in Ethiopia, or I'm in the US. No, it has everything to do what state are you in? What emotional state are you in? What spiritual state are you in? Lord, I am here confused. Lord, I am here not knowing what to do. Lord, I am here not discerning what is your perfect will in this situation. God, I am in this pain. The question is, where are you? Is it possible for you to pinpoint to God where you are? He is not asking because he does not know, but he yearns for that fellowship. He yearns to come and help you. When Adam and Eve sit where they were, God was able to go to them and he sorted their need. Their need was shame. He clothed them. I may not know what is your need today. When we tell God where we are, because he is Emmanuel, God together with us, he always comes and helps us. And of course, we saw Emmanuel means we walk with God. We show the example of Enoch. That is principle number three. The scripture gives a testimony about Enoch, a man who purposed to walk with God. It actually says that he faithfully walked with God. And he was no more. Why? Because God took him. God yearned for fellowship. And there was this man who was willing to walk with him. Enoch could not do anything without telling the Lord what he was doing. Enoch would not go anywhere without telling God where he was walking. His company was the company of God. Remember, this was the world before the flood. And there was a lot of wickedness. But there was this man who decided, no matter what happens, I will walk with God. That is what I'm encouraging you. I may not know where you are, my sister, my brother, but you need that individual resolve. You need that individual decision that no matter what others are doing, I have purpose that I will walk with God. Will you walk with God? We saw another man who walked with God and was saved, and that was Noah. The scripture says that there is a time when God repented, creating man, because there was a lot of violence, there was a lot of wickedness on earth. And God's heart was pained and he regretted why I created man. But he saw this individual who said, I may not be able to impact the rest of the world, but at least I can impact my family. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Enoch, the scripture says, he was a righteous man who faithfully walked with God amongst the people of his generation. Noah was different. He decided he is going to be different if he walk with God. And I think God was pleased with this work because the scripture says, and Noah obtained favor in the eyes of the Lord. God saved him from the flood. He gave him a formula. Noah, I want you to do A, B, C, D, and you're going to be saved from the effects of this particular flood. Why? Because you are walking with me. And of course, yesterday we saw walking with God in force, not having two dichotomies. I am spiritual. This is secular. It is involving God in every aspect of our lives, including work. We saw the people who are constructing the Tower of Babel. God came down to see what man was doing. God is still coming down to watch on our project. That work that you are doing, that business that you are in, whatever you are doing, and you don't think it is spiritual, God is interested and God is involved. If he came down to see what the men of Babel were doing, I can assure you today, my brother and my sister, he is still doing the same because he is Emmanuel. God together with us. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And this is the sign that the Lord spoke about. Therefore, the Lord will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Never forsaken, never alone. God together with us. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful King, in Jesus' name, we thank you for speaking to us and encouraging us through your word, reminding us that you are Emmanuel, God together with us. And even those moments we feel forsaken, we may not understand what is God's perfect will for us. You have reminded us that you are always together with us. And so I pray for my brother and my sister. I may not know where they are emotionally. I may not know what battles they are fighting. But I pray that you will impress in their hearts, in their minds, and in their spirits that God, you are still together with them to help them, to guide them, and to give them victory in whatever area they are trusting you for. Thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name, we pray this and we believe. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother and my sister. I'm so grateful for sharing your time with me. Thank you so much for your encouragement. Those comments mean so much to me. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. I pray that God's grace and love will abound in your life, even as you continue walking with him, because he is Emmanuel, God together with us. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have yourself a blessed and a glorious day ahead. And thank you.